another episode of Ask Tiff, a production brought to you by Prairie Vista Publications, LLC. Welcome, my podcasters. This episode, or this editorial, rather, is about the situation that happened on the 5150 show last week about Zoe Williams punching Ari Spears in the face. There's a lot of people out there. I'm going to name one of them, Carcino. He put it out there for some reason that Zoe Williams beat the dude up because he was into his feelings because he was light-skinned. You see the separation that we get in between? That was one of the dumbest damn statements I ever heard in my life. That he beat the man up because he was light-skinned, because he stated it. No. If you'd have watched the whole show just like I did, this man, Ari Spears, got into his feelings because Zoe and Corey said that he wasn't no real man for wearing a dress, that he sold out to the industry. And that's true. Any black man that sit there and wear a dress for the industry, you done sold out. He's talking about that's some sort of comedy 101. Listen here, that might be a comedy 101 for the other man, but not for the black man. That's degradation right there, man. For real. And I'm here to speak on that. This is where my main editorial is. They kind of blend in the two. Black men, we need to stop wearing all this crap that we so-called look like dresses or kilts or anything else. I don't know any black Irishes in the hood. No black Irishmen in the hood. So no man should be wearing no kilts. Kanye West, Vin Diesel, all these other big name actors, Omar Epps. You know what I'm saying? It's all these dudes with this funny money business, man, is not good. And then Ari Spears got caught up because he admitted to wearing a dress and he was all into his feelings. He was drunk, first of all. Zoe didn't have nothing to drink. The man specifically said he don't get drunk and he don't get high. This dude's drunk, being loud, belligerent, you know what I'm saying, cutting everybody off in their conversations. What he think was going to happen? What he think was going to transpire, you dig? You know what I'm saying? He was just doing a whole lot of everything and not saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to sit here and defend the fact of him wearing a dress. You can't defend that, man. Ain't no comedy 101, all that other jazz, man. Who you trying to sell that to? Ain't no man supposed to be wearing no dress. I don't give a damn who, what, when, where, how. If you wearing that dress, then you on the other side. Just say you on the other side. It's okay. But straight men, heterosexuals, you don't need to be wearing no dresses. You don't need to be wearing no kilts. You don't need to be wearing none of that stuff. Boys are boys. Girls are girls. And the last time I checked, women, females, young ladies wear dresses. Men don't wear dresses. And this stuff is starting to get sickening, man. And it's starting to be a fashion or whatever. Well, keep that fashion over there. Because I'm one of the old school heterosexuals. And I hope there's many more that like to keep things the way they were. You know what I mean? Where you could tell what a boy was a boy by the way he dressed. And what a girl was with a female by the way she dressed. Yes, I mean, a female can go into men's clothes. But a man can't go into female's clothes. That's just the way of the world. And that's all we just have to live with. If you got a girl and she's wearing your boxers and she's wearing your t-shirt, that's fine. But that don't mean you get to go slip into her Victoria's Secret guarded belt and pantyhose. No, it doesn't mix up the same way. That's weird. That's strange. You know what I'm saying? You're not heterosexual if you want to do those type of things. I'm sorry. I don't care what definitions you want to put to it. Trust me, I read all the time. You know what I mean? And I would love to have a discourse with anybody about this issue. Because men wearing a dress is a no-no. My son better not ever come up in the house with a dress and try to explain that to me. We don't got nothing to talk about. They need to go right up out my house with that. I'm sorry. You can call that what you want to. I have my right as an individual. What I want to see and what I don't want to see. Especially in the privacy of my own home. What people do out in the street, they do in the street. I don't comment. I don't say no here, no there. I don't tell no person how to live their life. Just don't force your ideals and paradigms upon the others who do not want that. And I see that. The other side is being pushed to the other side. And that's not cool. We got little boys. I walk down the street, I see a grown man in leggings. I was freaked out. Not to say that that's not his lifestyle and he doesn't have a right to choose the way he want to go, but he was trying to push his ideals onto some other little heterosexual man. And he ain't had no time for that. Stay in your lane, stay in your paradigms. That's what I say. Don't let the two mix. It just doesn't make any sense. Men, heterosexual men wearing dresses is a no-no. And that's why Aries Spears felt the type of way. Because Corey and Zoe are real men. And they said, hell no, they wasn't wearing no dress for no type of circumstance. And that put him in a predicament. So he had to get loud and belligerent. And he tried to belittle Zoe, if you go look at it. Zoe told the man to be quiet 2-3 times. He basically had to tell the man to shut the F up. You feel me? When a man gets that far, you need to back down. You know what I'm saying? As a grown man, as two men individually. But Aries didn't proceed to go that way. He still kept belittling him. You know what I'm saying? Being belligerent. The man, you could already see the man was in a type of mood after what you kept doing, man. Who wants to be cut off all the time in their conversations? That's one of the rudest things to do. When you're trying to get a point across and somebody just try to loud talk your point. You know what I'm saying? And he want to blame this on this and blame this on that. Yo, blame it on that liquor that he was drinking. Blame it on that Tanqueray he was drinking. Go watch the video. Go watch it real close. And you'll see how belligerent and how much of a butthole this fool Aries Spears was. It was, yo, I knew Zoe was going to catch it. And I'm glad Zoe caught it. Maybe he'll behave and put that liquor down because he let that liquor get control of. He told Zoe if Zoe hit him, he was going to do such and such. What'd he do? Now it's all over the net that his eyes all swole. You know what I'm saying? It's all that talk that he was talking with all that liquor up in him. That's a lesson to everybody, man. Put that cup of courage down, man, because there's some dudes out here, some cats that don't drink. And by you drunk, you already putting yourself at a position of awkwardness. And you got a sober man, yo, he gonna knock you right off your block, man, every single time. And that's what happened with Aries Spears. He sat there and drank too much of the Tanqueray, and Zoe put the Tanqueray on his Tanqueray. You know what I'm saying? I give big ups to Zoe. I ain't even mad at him. And all of you all out there hating him, you would have did the same damn thing if you have a drunk, belligerent person that's just constantly up on you. And then he was touching him and stuff. He's like, yo, man, stop touching me. See, people done peep all that. I don't like nobody touching me neither. Because I ain't going to front to you, man. This probably going to be the first and last curse word I ever do. But if another man keep on touching me like that and I tell him not to, I'm going to smack the shit out of him. You know what I mean? That's just plain facts. Excuse me, my podcasters, cover your baby's ears for about 20 seconds because I swear I'm not going to swear no more on this. But best believe he'll get the shit smacked out of him, trust in D. Because that's very disrespectful. Everything Aries Spears did in that thing was disrespectful. And there was no cause, no way, no how. Zoe tried to take the high level 3-4 times, man. How high you want the man to go? He already sitting up on top of the Prudential with this problem. He couldn't go no higher, so he just started to drill down low. So if he gave that man a 2-piece with fries, that's what he get. He could take that whole lunch to go. You know what I'm saying? Aries Spears caused all that nonsense. Because he got mad and he felt a certain type of way and thought he could get at Zoe because he wasn't trying to test Corey over there. You know, Corey too big for him. So he tried to go to the little man, try to get rough with him. You know how that go. If you can't get to the big man, you're going to go to the... If you can't get to the man, you're going to get to the man sitting next to the man. Well, he went to the man sitting next to the man and it didn't work out for him. that man sitting next to the man put hands on him. And I give Zoe big ups. Keep putting hands on him. Man, everybody want to blame him talking about he light skinned. What the hell? What, yo, black people, we need to get over this, man. Light skinned, dark skinned, we all black. What difference does that make? Y'all sound crazy, man. After 400, 500 years, y'all still doing light skin, dark skin? We all black, man. The real other man don't give a shit about what color we are. He gonna try to do us all in, you dig? So he gonna take the dark skin, he gonna murder him with the light skin. Now what? Light skin, dark skin don't mean nothing when you in a grave. Because at that time, if you stay in that grave long enough, all y'all gonna turn gray. And that's from death. For real. That's true facts when I'm speaking. And I'm going to end this editorial on this note, man. Because, man, our black people, man, we sound crazy as hell with this light skin, dark skin thing, man. We should be shaming ourselves after all these years, man. Well, Piff the Plug is going to sign off. You guys be good to each other. And be good to yourselves. Respect yourselves, man. The Aries spirits, keep your damn mouth shut. You heard? I'm out.